Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, we've got two words for you: suck it.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
And that's where we are, of course, on the VOC Nation. This is the morning after. Brady Hicks here. I've got with me Granny Hulkster and Rat Boy. And what's going on, guys? How we doing today? Everybody good?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how about you, Rat Boy?
I'm doing real good, but for you, you might be doing better after what I have to tell you right now.
Okay.
All right. I know. Back a couple of months ago, we've been talking about so-called the Russian barbarian Rufus.
Mm-hmm.
He might be joining Impact Wrestling.
Okay. Now, where did you hear that? Because the last I heard, he wasn't doing anything.
Well, he just tweeted it out that he's going to might be joining Impact Wrestling. Plus, he even tweeted out that he's saying that Asuka is the best wrestler ever.
Okay. So good stuff there. By the way, I wanted to kick off the show, and I wanted to mention, obviously, we kind of talked about it on the air a little bit yesterday, but Stro Maestro, of course, our good friend, he often joins us on this show, and he's such a key part of In the Room each and every Tuesday night, plus doing his own show on Thursday with WCW Retro. Stro lost his father, early Monday morning, so certainly know that our thoughts and our prayers and our hearts go out to him during this very difficult time. And of course, we will continue to pray for him and for peace for his family as well. So that's where we are. Now, the VOC Nation should have an interesting couple days coming up. With that said, Shelley Live returns tonight at 6 Eastern. She didn't announce a guest, at least of not yet, not as of yet. I should double check the Twitter just to make sure on that. But yeah, she hasn't said anything publicly about any kind of guests, which usually means that she's taking callers for 2 hours, which is a lot of fun for the fans. So be sure to check that out. Of course, 9 Eastern tonight, independent wrestler, formerly of Shimmer and the NWA, Lexi Fife, is going to be joining us on In the Room. Did you know she actually played Hillary Clinton on Raw? I was reading about it.
Really?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Wow.
So Lexi Fife. And then tomorrow night, of course, Wrestling with History with Voice of Choice and Ken Resnick. No guest announced there yet either, but I would stay tuned to the VOC Nation social media because I'm sure they got some great stuff planned. So. Yeah, that's about it, Rat Boy. What else is going on today in the news? Raw was last night, and they let fans in. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I told you that, but guess what? It didn't change today. WWE taping will not be taking place. No ordinary schedule due to development talent. Tested positive for
COVID-19.
I
did see that. But the only reason that they know that they tested positive is because they test them when they come in. So that was good. They caught it. So the person has it. They're going to be quarantined. And as far as everybody knows, nobody else got it, Granny. So they're going to continue to test the talent. And they'll just take a day off from taping, but they're still going to tape shows.
Yeah, they're planning on taping Raw and SmackDown.
Got to keep everybody safe, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was funny because they let the fans in, and then you had the Street Profits dancing their way through the crowd like they used to, and I thought, like, wow, like, it felt like we weren't going to get that again for a long time, you know, but they did it. They did do it.
I know. That was something different, you know what I'm saying? I said, wow, they're really going to go out there, and they did.
How often do you dance to the Street Profits song in the shower, Rat Boy? I do it every day.
I was doing it in Walmart yesterday shopping.
You know, Granny, I believe him. That's the scary part.
They said, who's the guy with the mask on? He's dancing in the hall, in the aisleways, picking up his stuff. He looked like he was real happy.
Yeah.
Well,
great stuff.
You mentioned that, Rat Boy. You say that jokingly, and you may have actually done it, but I used to work for Walmart. I worked for them for 14 years. And one morning we had a guy come in, and he came in first, just a pair of shorts and no shirt. And I said, sir, you have to have a shirt on. Well, he had a hoodie or a sweat jacket, you know, and he put it on. Well, he had it on upside down. So the hood was down by his bottom, you know. And he was just going through the store singing, just singing away. I don't know if he hadn't had no sleep or if he's drunk or what. But he's coming up and he's like singing, I'm very sleepy, I'm very sleepy, you know. And he gets up and there's a woman and her little boy. And he said, and he flashed out what looked like a police officer's badge. And he said, well, I'm a good guy, not a bad guy, you know. And the mother's just
like the big
boss, trying to get her kid out of the store, you know. Trying to get a kid out of the store. And so the guy that I was waiting on at the register, he's like pushing his cart after, you know, he got done, you know, paying for his groceries. He says, I'm going home now. I'm going home.
Oh, boy. People are nuts.
I could tell you stories about the experiences I had with customers at Walmart.
Oh, boy.
I know yesterday I went to my favorite little part in Walmart, the candy aisle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see no Swedish Fish. I said, oh, man, I want the big bag of Swedish Fish. Didn't have them. I turn around, I saw the boxes, I saw this girl there, right? I said, oh, wow. I said, this must do that for now, right? She said, that's all they got is assorted flavors, the orange, the green, and all that. I said, wait a minute. No, I want the red. She said, well,
he always talks about the most relevant stuff, Granny. He always does.
She went like this. Well, here's the red box. Here's a box of red. Right? She gave me a box of red, right? She turned around, she said, oh, they got Swedish Fish Taco, Swedish Fish crushed shoulder flavor. I said, you know what? Take your red one back. I'm taking these because I like the taco.
What did you think about Raw last night, Rat Boy?
Oh, man, Raw, I loved from the top to bottom of that whole card last night.
It was okay. I really like what they're doing with Lashley, and of course he's getting the divorce from Lana now, Granny. Apollo Crews is stepping up. We got a Shelton Benjamin appearance. Lots of fun stuff on the show, really. But they still
and
got R-Truth a while to go.
R-Truth was the best. R-Truth was the best.
He is fun.
Well, I kind of liked it when MVP was trying to get Apollo Crews like to, you know, bring him on and let him kind of be like his manager. And he says, you know, but no thanks. But I kind of like what Dominic did to Seth Rollins, you know, like you know, Seth Rollins was telling, you know, Dominic needed to join him and his goons, you know, and Dominic came up from behind and just started kicking butt and taking names, you know, and so I like that.
And
that
he never got
awesome.
And he never got cut after those three tried to get to him. He never
got cut.
The way the moves that he was doing.
Well, it was very good stuff, for sure.
It was. It was, you know, just like the Street Profits and Viking Raiders. The big black giant was out there again. And all of a sudden, the Big Show showed up. You think that's going to be a match, the Big Show against the giant ninja?
Oh, God. I hope not. I hope not. It's probably going to lead toward, like, a huge, like, 10-person tag with, like, five on each side.
Yeah.
Maybe. Did you hear about, we were talking about that fan at the Performance Center who was, or maybe I was talking about it during the watch-along, I think I was, the fan that down in the Performance Center, Granny, they had a stalker. And he's been known in the past to, like, smear feces on the door of the Performance Center and stalk some of the women. He's pretty crazy. He's pretty crazy. They got a restraining order against him. Well, he showed up yesterday. He showed up.
Oh, wow.
When they were taping SmackDown. And
oh, wow.
He got into a confrontation with the police, with the security. WWE had him, like, escorted off the property. But he's, like, laying down on the road there, like, right in front of the door. Lacey Evans and Dana Brooke actually came out and tried to, like, they invited him in, not realizing that he was, like, the crazy person that they had a restraining order against. They wanted him to, like, come in as a fan and, like, be a part of the show. And, you know, he was absolutely insane. But I believe he's back in – they sent him back home. So everybody's okay.
Sounds like
you're
he
just
needs
worried,
to be
like,
in sounds like he needs to be in jail rather than going back
home.
Well,
he was. He was for a little bit, and he's violating his, like, you know, their protective order and everything. The fear I think a lot of people have is when you deal with somebody like that, you don't really know what they're capable of, you know? Like, he could show up one time and, like, be really dangerous, you know?
That's true. That's true.
I mean, he had a showdown with police last time, like, the guns pulled and everything. It was crazy. So, hopefully... maybe WWE can step up and get him the help that he needs. They're pretty good at that.
I hope so. I hope so. You know, people, you know, I mean,
but
our world
this,
today is getting to be such a crazy, crazy, I mean, it's not safe. I mean, it's not safe to go out your front door anymore. I mean, you used to know your neighbors. You used to could leave your front door unlocked. Now it's like you don't dare leave your front door unlocked, you know? And
no.
Especially around Halloween, you know, we used to have trick-or-treaters all the time. But for the last couple of years, I haven't seen none.
Yeah. So I'm just looking online, Ratboy, and just to clarify your thing about Rusev, he said that he can understand why you think it's him on TNA, but he can't confirm or deny that he's joining Impact. So he hasn't said that he's joining them. He just talked about it because people are talking about it. The other thing, obviously, from last night that was a huge news piece is Christian returning for one night.
Yes. Yes.
I was a huge Christian fan. I remember... I really liked him right before he left WWE to go to TNA. And then I was all about, like, that whole run that he had in TNA, you know, with the feud with Sting and Samoa Joe. And, like, he was one of the top guys there for a couple years, and then he came back. But I always felt like WWE kind of gave him the shaft as far as, like, a singles guy.
He came back, but something happened, though. Ric Flair gave him a punch, and all of a sudden, that was it for him. He was done.
What were you saying, Granny?
No, I was just saying it really was really sad that, you know, what happened. He came down to the ring last night, and you know, and he says, I am going to face Randy Orton, and, you know, and then he ended up, you know, getting hurt, and so, you know, it just, it's sad, you know.
Well, I think they must have something planned for him at some point, or they wouldn't have done all that.
Oh, well, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
So.
It's exciting. It is exciting, and I feel like having the fans in there really kind of inject, because I mean there were some Performance Center talent, but having like real legitimate fans in there I think helped a lot too. It really just kind of made the shows feel a little bit more like they used to.
Well, I know I miss my wrestling, and I know I'll be very glad to get back to my wrestling shows.
Yeah, me too.
I've been having serious withdrawals.
Yeah. When did they push your show back to?
Well, we're shooting for possibly around the 1st of August, possibly. I don't know yet. I don't have an exact date yet, but, I mean, that's when we're hoping, so.
Road trip, Brady, me and you.
There you go.
Granny would welcome you all to Arkansas Championship Wrestling with open arms. After all, I am the president of the fan club, so, you know, I welcome you all. And, you know, Chaz Moretti, it's so funny, you know, when I called into Stroh's show Thursday night, Chaz told me, he says, Granny, when I come to Arkansas, your world is going to be turned upside down. And I said, well, bring it on, baby, because I said, I'm ready to play with a heel. And you sound like a really good heel to play with. And he says, well, you ain't going to tell me something that my wife hasn't already told me. I said, well, bring her along. I said, we'll sit together and insult you all night long. He says, she would do it, too. And I said, well, there we go. The more the merrier. Yeah, bring it on.
That's funny. That is funny.
But he said my world was going to be totally turned upside down when I met him, you know, and I'm like, oh, yeah, right, whatever, you know.
Talking about insults, you know, Iconics had a run into with Belly and Sasha last night.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The Iconics. I can't stand them. They are so dorky.
And, you know, it's Belly's birthday week, you know? And she was trying to celebrate, and look who shows up, the Iconics. And here are the Iconics try to say, yo, we got a match next week against them? No. It hasn't been signed yet. And that was a good statement, though, because I liked it, because they were just yelling back and forth and all, and it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I was ripping my head off. You ruined my birthday! This is my birthday weekend, but tomorrow night, they go in and get, what's her name? Shothead Blaster, whatever her name is, one with the green hair. Versus
from NXT. Yeah, from NXT.
Yes.
Yeah, they got a match with them tomorrow night on NXT, I think.
Yes, tomorrow night. And from there, they're going to take it to the big party right to SmackDown.
I love it.
I like the girl with the green hair, though.
Shotzi Blackheart?
Yes, Shotzi Blackheart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I saw Wade Barrett did an interview. We were talking the other day about Nexus. WWE wanted to bring back Nexus for an angle around WrestleMania time. It would have been the 10-year anniversary. And some of them agreed to do it. This was, of course, all before the pandemic started and everything got scrapped. But some of them wanted to do it. Heath Slater, who was still under contract, he wanted to do it. They had, I believe, David Otunga was interested, and Darren Young was interested. Wade Barrett said he wasn't going to do it, Granny. He said it had to be, like, the right thing, and it just didn't feel right to him.
And he will be back on SmackDown this Friday.
Wade Barrett? No.
Not Wade Barrett. Ray Wyatt. He was another one, too.
Did I say Bray Wyatt? I meant Wade Barrett.
Bray Wyatt was one of the Nexus guys.
He was, but the second time around, not the original group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not the first group that ruined the whole stadium apart.
Right, yeah. No, that was Daniel Bryan and not Titus O'Neil. It was, what was his name? The boxer. I can't think of it. Michael Tarver.
Oh, yeah.
And Justin Gabriel, who was, he's PJ mm-hmm. Black in Ring of Honor. So, yeah, they're going to have a hard time getting all of them if they decide to do it. And certainly Wade Barrett, probably not going to be a part of it. So.
That's okay. We don't need no bad news there anyway.
I always could not stand him. You know, I've got some bad news.
And that's the last time you've seen him. I got some bad news. I just got fired from the WWE. That's some bad news.
He actually left on his own. He wanted to.
Huh.
He let his contract expire. Anything else, Rat Boy? Any other news?
Not really.
Kind of a quiet day, guys. I mean,
yeah, I see. Kathy Fitz has poison sumac. She just announced. So that's
Oh no.
I'm trying to get a back scratcher gift, but I can't get it to load.
Back scratcher.
Scratcher fan. I keep one on my night table. I use it every day.
But this way, I already got two scratchers here, the cats.
The cats. Yeah. Well, listen.
But I tell you what, there's one thing about the little cat that I got, Coco, the orange one.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock in the morning, he jumps in my bed, goes after my feet, then he comes up, look at me. And I said, what? And he lays down for me for about 10 minutes right there, right next to me. And all of a sudden, he's back at my feet again.
Well, that is something.
He is learning off the older cat that I got here now. It's something that my girlfriend taught him how to go after the feet. Now he's learning going after my feet and hanging around with me a lot, you know.
Well, good stuff. So tonight, Lexi Fife going to be joining in the room. So the complete schedule for today, of course, 5 Eastern, we're going to have a classic episode of In the Room from 2015. I don't remember the guys' names, but it was two guys from World League Wrestling. Granny, if you know them, it's Harley Race's old company.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Something Gamble. I forget the other guy's name. But anyway, so this is a classic episode from 2015. So be sure to check that out. That's at 5 Eastern. At 6 Eastern, Shelly Live, Shelly Martinez returns. She'll be taking your calls, 657-383-1666. And then at 9 Eastern tonight, it's the big one, In the Room. And, of course, that's Kathy Fitz, myself, Stro Maestro from WCW, Derek McDonald, Matt Grimm, Ray Bogus, all the callers, everybody. We just have such a great time. And we're going to be taking your calls, 914-338-1885, and talking with retired independent star Lexi Fife. So that's tonight. And, of course, be sure to check out all the other great stuff on VOCNation.com in the coming days. Don't forget to go to ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation and buy your own T-shirt. We're very close to that threshold, Granny. I just got the email the other day. We're like, I think, a couple more T-shirts, and then we'll just be able to unload all the crazy designs that we have planned. So we just got to sell a couple more. So the and of course we have 4 designs up there right now. Killer Ken Resnick, beautiful, beautiful royal blue shirt. We have In the Room with my face. We have WCW Retro with Stro Maestro, and the classic black VOC Nation headset logo that everybody's come to know and love. So be sure to check those out. I got mine in the mail yesterday. I showed off 2 of them on the pictures. They look absolutely beautiful. So thank you to Pro Wrestling thank you to ProWrestlingTees.com for that. And of course, if you go to VOCNation.com, click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link there on the side left, you'll be able to purchase your very own shirts as well. $20, it's not a bad deal at all. If you're looking to support
the OCD. I'm just waiting for one of those specials to show up. You know, you buy one, get one half price.
Yeah. Well, we get those occasionally. I'll keep you posted. Of course, if you want to support VOC Nation in other ways, a great way is to go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a review there. Don't forget to support us on Podomatic, vocnation.podomatic.com, and give us a like there. That way you're the first one to find out every time a new episode drops on the feed. Or you can visit vocnation.com and check out the live schedule, Granny, each and every day of the week. Live and archived programs available for all of you. And finally, advertising opportunities as low as $25 a show. Just click on the advertising link that you can find on vocnation.com on the side there. And when you advertise with us, you're not just advertising across one show. You're advertising across, I believe it's more than 30 shows at this point that the VOC Nation airs on a weekly basis, and you'd be advertised on each and every one. So be sure to keep that in mind as we continue to roll with 100,000 listeners a month. It's the most amazing thing to look at. So thank you to everybody for all the support. I think that's going to do it, guys. Granny, thank you for running the board once again. It was a great time.
You're welcome. Yeah, welcome. Everybody have a great day. Take care, everybody. Stay safe.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steiger of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.